Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Nahum, chapter 2, we were talking about the almighty power of the Lord to help and defend His people. Let's start the week at that point today.
It's my feet on His firm foundation for the Bible says.
As we jump to years of time, we see the armies of the world converging in Israel. As the campaign of Armageddon is about to draw to a close with a world war in one area of Israel. Now, let me just say this. We say the Battle of Armageddon, people have a tendency to think, oh, that's something that happens for a day or two. Armageddon is actually a campaign. The armies of the East that are 200 million have been marching for a year, a month, and a day towards that. So it's a campaign that's going on. Those that go with me to Israel, we get to see the Valley of Megiddo, where this will take place, and you can see it's a very fertile valley and a great valley, you know, if somebody was going to do some farming. But it's a wide and large valley, and you could see how 200 million people could fit into that area. So I'm just pointing that out to say that the Bible is very specific in telling us of this place and where it's going to take place. So, it looks hopeless when you look at this for the Jews. I mean, they're converging. The Jews are being chased out. They're killing. And it just looks like all hope is gone. Then Jesus comes. Oh my goodness, when Jesus comes, that's the difference. When He comes, certain defeat is turned into certain victory. Now, it's easy today to think of ourselves as surrounded and without hope. The numbers are against us. Even our churches are daily siding with the world, the flesh, and the devil. And they turn to the contemporary and turn the grace of God into lasciviousness, that anything goes, and anything that restricts my desires for the pleasures of the flesh is legalistic in their mind. And let me just say this. Worship is no longer worship when it reflects the world around us more than it does Christ within us. Now, that's not original with me, so don't think I'm some special guys making that statement. That came from A.W. Tozer many years ago. But in Christ, we know that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. In Christ, one can make 1,000 flee, and 10 can make 10,000 flee. Now, it is interesting that we read in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16, we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You know, it's very interesting, that last phrase, in time of need. The idea there is that even at the very last possible moment, you see, never lose your faith or trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you walk in righteousness and true holiness, as Ephesians 4:24 speaks, you're walking in the Word, you're walking with God, and my friend, you're in the best place that you can be. And, may I add, the safest place. You are sheltered, safe, forevermore, in the arms of Jesus. Oh, what a blessing that is, and what a great thought that is. I think that is just great in and of itself. Today, we think we are so educated and civilized. But hearing from Hollywood, Congress, and in the street, people calling for ripping babies from the people's arms and harassing them in restaurants and killing children in the womb, and just thing after thing, attack after attack of those who are in authority, and telling the most vulgar of words in the public fanfare. And then you hear the so-called unbiased news media with their false reporting, and also the gutter language of the slime pits of immoral society. My friend, what good is education without wisdom and morality? Sometimes I get letters, we have a Christian school, and there are others who have Christian schools, and so sometimes people get in touch with me about having a Christian school and different questions that come up in their situation. And I've had them come and write me and just tell me some of the terrible, I mean, terrible, awful things that come up. And they attack. I mean, they attack vigorously. They don't like us, okay? And some of the things they stand for, I mean, you would not believe it. You'd say, no, people don't believe that. People wouldn't say that. People wouldn't do that. But the truth of the matter is, people do those things. They do believe those things. And people actually say those things. And so you say, well, what are you talking about? I'm talking about children. In Christian schools, the parents have them in a Christian school. And they'll say, you know what? This 5-year old child, or this third grade child, sleeps in a bed with a mother and dad while they are having marital relationships, to put it kindly. And then they visit the churches. I know we've had some visit our church and say, huh, man, that music of yours. And so we're singing the old hymns and the good godly music. And they say, we want to go to a place where they rock and roll. And look the way they dress. You know, and they'll say, you know, people dress modestly. And they'll think that there is something weird. Now, do you ever think in America people think we are weird for the way we dress? And yet there are people that are like that today. And my friend, it's going on. The new evangelical movement, these churches are allowing not only unmarried people, but lesbians and gays to be in their leadership. And when a thief and a liar are in the leadership and or the pulpit, so goes the follower. They don't get the truth of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, my friend, people that have turned to the church, turn to a church as worldly, they continue their journey to hell unless we intervene. I know that, as I said, some have visited our church and they think, well, what's wrong with you folks? and they just say, you know, that's not the kind of church we want. We like it that rocks and rolls, make us feel good about ourselves. They're bold, but they're also ignorant and at times obnoxious. But hey, my God loves them. My God loves them. So I don't want to give up on their souls. But I'm not going to change God's word. I'm going to turn to the unholy to try to reach them. We have in our churches and our schools parents that are not married, that they're just living together. And the ones that go to church, as I said, they go to the rock and roll church. We'll catch a kid for they'll have their cell phone out and they're doing some vile texting or something like that, and schools report that to us. And the parents get mad, say, well, that's kind of childish of you to suspend them. That's their business. I don't know about other Christian schools, but that is my business if they're doing it on our grounds. You know, having the radio and internet ministry that we have, sometimes people get upset. I've had people say, Jesus did not preach about those things that you preach against, homosexuality and abortion and LGBTQ, XYZ, or whatever it is. Jesus did not preach verse by verse. I've had them say, Jesus did not preach verse by verse, so therefore you're wrong. Preaching the Bible is wrong if you do it verse by verse in their sight. Well, so they get mad, especially when I hit sin. One day a guy asked me, where did you go to college? And I told him I went to Pensacola Christian College, a very good college. And they evidently went to the website and read everything. They said, well, that's just a legalistic college because they have a dress code. They have a dress code, so it's legalistic. Then they looked on their websites for Baptist preachers that had fallen into immorality. And they say, see, that is what Baptists are. Well, about every religion and denomination have people like that, and Baptists aren't excluded from that. But it does make them mad when they hear me preach against sin, especially the sin of the day. But it also answers a prayer that I've had for many years throughout my ministry, and that is that God would give me utterance. Now, that word utterance means that when I preach, that no one can be indifferent to the Word of God. They might get mad. They might be happy. It might change their lives. They may rebel. But at least they're not indifferent. You know, Paul, the apostle, had asked people to pray for him to have utterance. And with that he would have boldness. Now, folks, we can't change the message and be righteous in God's sight. We still must do it God's will, God's way. We must reprove, we must rebuke, we must exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, because God said preach the word, and he would call us as preachers into account if we don't. I can remember in the first church that I pastored over 40 years ago, a man said, somebody preaches the way you preach, you'll be out of a church for too long. Well, 40 years later, and I'm still preaching in church. You see, God still honors his word. Now, we are in some ways like the days of Noah. People buy, they sell, they trade. Normal life, but life without God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.